So I have a nice little thing you can do to, I don't know, to make your life better, actually. I think this is one of the few things that actually does make your life better. So if you're like me, you were programmed as a child to have this voice inside of you that is constantly critical of you, that is just always looking over your shoulder and judging the things you do in a very negative light. And maybe you don't. If you don't, then maybe you're like a truly happy person. Honestly, don't think there are any like that, but and if you're one of them, then you can like just turn this off because you don't need it. But if you have one of those voices inside of you, it's like if you accidentally knock over a glass of water and it'll just go, I'm not even going to say what it says. It says horrible things and in a very unpleasant voice. I'm being very dramatic. The example is very dramatic because it could just be as simple as, I don't know, tripping or forgetting to bring something. You go to the refrigerator to get something, get a bunch of things, and you come back and you forgot to bring one of the most important things. And you say, what a stupid person you are. God, you can't do anything right or worse. So what you do is, and I find I can't stop this. Nothing directly. There's no filter in between my conscious self and this voice that's inside of me. So when this happens, what I say is, well, that's just what my friend Dave does. And it's pure love. I mean, when you can get that perspective on yourself that, hey, shit happens. What are you gonna do? It isn't the end of the world. And even if it is, it's like this isn't the big part of the world, you know? Nothing really depends on whether or not you brought that thing back or you have to go make another trip to the refrigerator or you spilled the glass. You can get a very nice cloth out of the closet and wipe it down, and you'll never know. In a few hours, it'll be like it never happened. But it's important. What gave me this idea was a doctor that I had. I moved, as you know, I moved to the country. And as a result, I needed to get a new doctor. And she just retired, actually, which is unfortunate because I really liked her. And there was something very different about this doctor from any other doctor that I ever had because she would just do things for you that you just say, man, I can't believe a doctor's doing this for me. I mean, and then she would say, just drop in my friend. She would just say, this is what I suggest you do, my friend. I'm not even that it was more casual and more striking, but also more appropriate. Is that who wouldn't want your doctor? And this is a person that, when you're young, and even when you're young, you can have things that are life and death with a doctor. The doctors, it's more than trust. It's you'd like to feel that they see you as a human being. And this really gets that across. And it's so unusual. It's a chance to say something that really says something. And I decided that if she can say that to me, well, then I can say that to me too. And this duality, this conversation that goes on inside of you, this is something that I first tuned into in the 90s when I started doing things, taking classes to learn how to listen to yourself. I mean, that sounds very pragmatic, but it's deep because yourself is always talking and it's always got concerns. And if you learn to listen, well, then you can coordinate between who's doing the talking and who can help. If we can help each other, what's wrong with that? So it's just a little thing. The voice comes up, criticizes you, inside you say, well, that's just what my friend did. I'm laughing to cover up the tears, really, that the emotion that I feel when I say this. It sounds weird, but I don't want to. I'd prefer you hear me laugh than, you know, than sob in love. Because it really is an expression of love. And this is where your love is. It isn't something that you direct at things. It's not like a laser beam or, you know, or water gun. It's something that you are. You have it and you are it. And you're just like a fucking love factory. And most of it is just to keep you warm. And it's the best love there is, to be honest. So there you go. That's what I have to say to you today. This is my podcast, and I wish you the very best. Have a good one. Bye.